And welcome to the Confound Malaise. Dude, it's been a minute. I know it's been a minute. I'm sorry, fans, but oh my God, this is killing me.
What's wrong, man?
I hate hearing myself while I'm talking, and I get all tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied and twisted.
Yeah, let me try one more again.
Just an earthbound misfit.
And welcome to the Confound Millennial, starring Steven Sturvin Michaels, and featuring our regular co-host, Ryan Diamonds.
Hey!
You know, it's been over a year since you've joined now.
Oh, wow. I'm tenured.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago I saw on Facebook an announcement I made of a new temporary co-host.
Huh.
By the name of Ryan Diamonds.
I stuck it out.
And now he is...
Are we holding hands?
Been with us. He's part of our new Confound Millennial merchandise.
That's exactly what my abs look like.
Yes, I should have loaded a picture of that. I will load a picture of that right now. But until I get that loaded, what do you think, Diamonds? What do you think of our new poster of you as
the thinking man? I'm honored. I like it. It's my profile picture. I'm proud.
I love it. Me and Abby, my partner, we were the artist behind this. We were both very happy that you were happy with it, because halfway through it, we were like, "He's gonna fucking hate this. He's gonna hate this."
Why are we turning into a waifu? Why would I hate that?
I didn't mean to turn you into a waifu.
It's all right, man. I'll tell you what I can get.
Have we talked about that on the show yet? How you believe that in the outro video, you turn into a waifu?
I don't think we have. It took me a couple times seeing it. I was like, wait a minute. Is that what this is all about?
I never intended it that way. But I like if spin that's around. The way that... If that's what happens with it, that's what happens with it. But that was not my intentions.
Can we make a giant body pillow of me as the thinking man?
Why the hell not? If merch. Anybody wants to order this, yeah, we'll make it for you. This phone died, so I got to power up this phone so I can get a hold of that picture. Or I can download it on my computer like I'm not half brain dead, you know?
Well, it's part of hearing yourself talk. It does it to me, too.
What, turns you half brain dead?
Yeah.
That's one of the things nobody talks about on podcasts, is how difficult it is to actually podcast.
I find it really easy. I don't do anything but sit here.
Well, I mean, like, I just can't handle
the truth.
Well, that too. I can't handle the truth either. You gotta lie to me or bring me an ice cream cone first.
What was the inspiration for that picture?
The inspiration for that picture?
Mm-hmm.
It was the statue, the thinking man, mm-hmm. mixed with our early days in the ye olde steel cast.
Sitting on a box of Franzia.
Is that what it was? Why is my computer just making clicking noises at me?
Click.
Oh, that's why.
That's just me talking.
You go blue blue mm-hmm. whenever you talk.
Yeah, you just know how to translate it.
But I'll be yelling about. Should we yell back at her?
They can't hear you. She's just sassy. She started her own YouTube channel. She thinks she's running the show.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Your kid's going to have way more viewers than us in no time.
She had 5 views on one of them.
Dude, my little brother, mm-hmm. he already is dwarfing us.
Really?
Maybe I'm not going to reveal the numbers here, but like, let's just say he had one video that topped our all-time plays.
Wow. What was our top?
What was our top video? Or
mm-hmm.
our top video so far has been... with Matt Mingus of Dance Gavin Dance.
All right. That's cool. Very cool. Maybe you should get your brother to plug us.
Get my 12-year-old brother to plug us to the Fortnite kids.
Yeah. Yeah, this is kid friendly.
Yeah. What's up, mother?
What's up?
But here
it is.
Is a better picture of diamonds. It's also been on our Instagram and our Facebook. We'll be able to let you order these as soon as we finish the set. There will be three more posters that we're working on.
Ooh. Like different ones?
Yeah. Okay. One of me, one of you, and then I think one of me and you, and then ooh, one that we had talked about with a cat hanging from a tree.
Oh, yeah. You and me. It's furry cats.
Actually, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. Now, this might not come into play, and this is you know, this is just between you and me, Diamonds. You
don't
know,
tell
this
anybody.
Is a business talk.
Shh.
But so I was thinking, me as a cat hanging from a tree, and then it's angled to where you're not looking like straight on at the tree, but you're looking down from the tree, and here I am, and then here you are at the bottom with a ladder or like some sort of net desperately trying to catch me.
I like it. Can we do it like that scary like the Cats movie? Like that scary?
Please no.
Cat's about to get out. I'll be right back. I'm listening.
The cat's about to get out? No, the cat's in a tree. Have you not been listening?
My personal cat.
I turned my volume up accidentally on my headphones, and it was just like deafening.
So when do we expect to see these pictures, these posters?
We expect to see them soon. I'm not going to give a time frame because I don't want to go all whoop, you know, on the artist. I don't want that. I want the artistry to flow.
Flow.
Go with the process, man.
Okay. I'm just excited. Don't shoot me.
No, I'm just ready to see it's it. Okay. That's just something we say.
Oh, okay. So me now everybody Abby, can listen. The artist.
I see. We say go with the process.
Go with the process. That's what I should have been saying all along. Dang, she should be the co-host.
We should have them on every now and then, you know, okay. Little guest thing. Talk some shit about me with you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Then I
make me get all defensive.
I'll just see myself out, I guess.
I was talking about me seeing myself out.
Oh,
y'all running the show.
Might get more views.
What if we just both leave and just let you know, your imagination, the viewer's imagination take over, you know, whatever podcast whatever you want to hear, you know, just take a moment,
imagine it.
Close your eyes.
Imagine it.
See, that was kind of shit, wasn't it?
That was nice.
A horrible imagination.
You didn't see what I saw.
What did you see?
There were fire-breathing unicorns. It was way more interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just saw like a waffle with some peanut butter on top.
Was it blue?
You know, they sell those.
So what?
Waffles of the blue color.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up.
They're called, look it up, Diamonds.
I'll have to see what that's all about. Sounds good.
Yeah, delicious.
Mm.
No, but they do sell mermaid waffles, which are blue at Walmart, if you didn't know that.
Okay.
It's Eggo brand.
Does it have the word blue on it anywhere?
No.
Okay. That's probably best.
Yeah.
Blue waffles of Walmart. Sounds like a new Reddit or subreddit. Anyway, moving right along.
We're on our own for like 10 minutes, and we're already talking about blue waffles. Yay.
Mermaid waffles.
Mermaid waffles.
That's it.
You ever see The Lighthouse?
I've seen the beginning about 5 times and I fall asleep.
That's a weird fucking movie, man.
I hadn't gotten through it, man. I was like, well, everybody says it's a good movie.
It's mostly Willem Dafoe masturbating.
Oh, wow. Robert Pattinson.
That's about 80% of the movie.
Well, I guess in black and white, it'd be okay. Still G-rated, right?
You ever see any of the Chinese censorship for anime?
I know what it is, but I've never looked it up. No.
Well, they take all the blood, like all the red blood and stuff. You know, say somebody just killed somebody and have blood all over their face. Mm-hmm. They turn that white.
Okay.
So they just have white splatter all over their face.
So that's like, I guess, what octopuses would put on you? Never mind. Have you watched The Boys?
I have not, but I've heard about it.
This season's pretty good, man. It's exciting.
Did you like it? Did you like episode 6?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was hilarious. Hilarious.
Give us a little bit of your non-spoilerific review of episode 6 of The Boys.
Mm-hmm. It was messy. Messy. In a lot of ways. Not just all the white that they'd have to censor in for the blood, but all white. The
red they would have to censor in for the other.
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Take one for the other. Makes sense.
Dude, I've been trying to look cool, you know, just wearing my vest and stuff. But oh my God, it's so hot.
It's hot here. And I've got AC.
Don't.
I know. I don't know
I'm
what
you're
doing.
Stripping on the podcast. Do-do-do-do-do.
Checking the speakers good on StreamYard.
That's so funny. Like, the program we use to record all this is called StreamYard, and Diamonds figured out today that there's a test your speakers option. To which, what do you hear, Diamonds?
You hear their own song about testing your speakers on StreamYard.
Like, we're testing your speakers on StreamYard.
It sounds like they're working.
It's so great. It brought a smile to my face. It was a nice little touch.
It's interesting. Have you ever called the Hall & Oates hotline?
Oh.
It's awesome. It's a horrible quality, but anytime I'm having a bad day, I call the Hall & Oates hotline. I got it saved in here, too. And you can pick which song you want to hear. Do you want the phone number?
My phone is dead, but okay. Text it to me. And say it. Say it okay on the show.
The Hall & Oates hotline is 719-266-2837. Do you want to hear some of it?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Yeah, let's see.
What do I... Wait. Yeah, sure.
Welcome to Call & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1.
Let's go over that one. Here it goes. Anyway, you get the all idea.
Right. So basically, it's just like, man, I need some Hall & Oates. You exactly call them and it plays it.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm just having a terrible day. I'm like, oh yeah, let's just call the hotline. It'll ease my mind. She's a man eater.
That's so beautiful.
It's great. I found it years ago, but nobody will call it when I send it to them. They think I'm playing a trick.
There's some good things
on
in life. You just got to find them.
That's why I'm here, man. Here to try to show you. And I think this episode has been a really good take on our ADD. Because we've gone from one topic to the next flawlessly.
Dude, that's what podcasting's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, we just don't have any reins on it today. No direction, so we're just going at it. You and me. Sturvin and Diamonds going at it. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, pretty soon the Supreme Court probably say that's illegal too. All right, moving on.
I've been dabbling with going into that. Not really that, but going into politics, we might have an old friend stop by soon.
If it's who I'm thinking of, maybe it's your old friend.
No. Okay. Not him. Not your arch nemesis. But your arch nemesis's friend, Spike Cohen.
The friend of my enemy is my friend. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. The friend of my enemy is my friend. Sounds like me in middle school, man. Damn.
Nice. Every once in a while, when you look over, I look like we're looking at each other. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for having me.
Dude, one day we need a podcast in the same room, but like I'll keep this as a background and flash it up, and then we just like walk into each other's screens.
We can do it. That's what I should do, is get a picture of your background and use it as my background.
Dude, just invert it to where it's flipped.
Yeah, totally. I like that idea.
Yeah. But this is going up soon.
Awesome. I'm excited.
I'm going to figure out where to put it. I think I'm going to take... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I fight dragons. But I might move your poster.
Just put it right in the middle of that one. Right in the middle. That's white and red and black.
This one?
Right in the middle of that one. I think it looked good there.
That's how far back it would go.
Taking over. That's awesome, man. I'm glad you've been doing some stuff. I'm glad you've been doing some stuff.
Dude, I've been doing lots of stuff. Like, dude, I'm trying to move. It's taken a lot to do that, man.
And you fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
Are you okay? We'll
talk about that when I move out of this apartment.
Okay.
And can trash talk some people. But
okay. I like trash talk.
Oh yeah, but it's always good to walk up your apartment steps, see a note at the top, and fall down them before you can get to the note.
Well, we'll talk about that next time.
That and I have a pet.
What? What's your pet? What you got?
I call him Bat Damon.
Is it a bat?
I've called my landlord. She won't do anything about it.
Well, that's a hazard. That's a health hazard. Do you smell them?
I know. I've told them multiple times about this.
They don't care. Slumlords. Oh, wait. Trash talking later.
Trash talking later.
My bad.
Trash talk after they possibly remove Bat Damon. But Bat Damon has a family.
Oh, yeah? Can you hear him?
I saw him the other night when I went out, and they were just buzzing the porch, because I was out there and they was trying to get all the moths and stuff.
Turn the light off. Less bugs.
Well, I just turned it on so I could go smoke.
You don't need lights to smoke. You've got a light in your hand.
But what if I get scared?
Turn your light on. That's in your hand. Everything's afraid of fire. Sometimes I am.
Sometimes you're not afraid enough of fire.
You're right. You are right about that. I have burnt myself a few times. When would you learn? Well, see, I'm Ryan Diamonds, and then there's another guy that lives in here. It's a little more responsible.
A little more responsible.
Yeah. So it just depends on who's running the show at that time.
I can't tell if you've got multiple personality disorder or trying to talk to me about Jesus. I don't know what's going on right now.
Do you want to talk about your Lord and Savior? Oh. Man.
You ever, I started thinking about a joke about vampire missionaries.
Uh-huh. I'd like to hear it. Can you tell it?
Nah.
Better not.
Better not.
I saw
mainly because I don't remember it all. It was something about a vampire showing up, and they're like, "Wait, you're vampire missionaries?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, we gotta get new vampires from somewhere." And they're like, "Doesn't sunlight hurt you?" He's like, there are many hurtful stereotypes. May I come in?
And that's how they get you. Mm-hmm. You have to be invited in.
Mm-hmm.
Silly. Oh, there's a show on Netflix that I want to watch and I haven't.
What we do in the shadows?
No. It's different. But there was a sketch comedy show, you know. And it's like a vampire trying to get in. They're like, no, we won't. He's a vampire. Don't let him in. Anyway, I don't want to ruin it all. What's it called? Well, how do you find your list? Dang it. I don't want to watch Stranger Things.
I do.
I keep falling asleep. Right. Oh, it's called Astronomy Club.
Astronomy Club.
Mm-hmm. It's like sketch comedy.
Astronomy Club. Have you ever seen the show? I can't remember the name of it. Damn. It's a really good show. It's about like a interdimensional podcaster.
Oh, that sounds interesting. It's not a Midnight Gospel, is it?
Yes.
That's really good. I cried.
Really? I mean, it's good. It's fucking really good, man.
It's really good.
It's when like I was in rehab, there was a guy that had Clancy tattooed on his leg.
I used to listen to that guy's podcast, but I don't know.
I got over what podcast, but it's weird that I like Midnight Gospel because I hate the guy behind it.
Really?
I really don't like him. I don't like him at all.
I guess I got over whatever I was dealing with by watching show. Just got over it.
I've listened to him on other people's podcasts, like him guesting.
Mm-hmm.
The hell is my cat doing? I hear the sounds of a fist fight outside or something. I don't know.
Maybe
my cat's fighting off intruders. I don't know. But either way,
fisting other cats in the face.
Every time this guy's on a podcast, it starts with like, I don't know, like, hey, have you seen this new movie? Yeah, I love that movie. But you know what? God isn't real. Like, it just.
You don't have to direct it that hard.
That's what he does, man.
His podcast, it always started with like a lot of vulgarity. And I'm not against like speaking your mind, but just a little too much sometimes.
Did you ever listen to that one where I was trying to get my mom not to listen to the podcast?
I don't think so.
Okay, maybe. So I was like in the rehab and my mom was listening to one of the episodes and she got all mad and she told the director of the rehab stuff and it was just a mess, right? So the next episode I start out with, I'm going to get a Mickey Mouse tattoo on my asshole. I'm like, right on my fucking asshole.
That stink.
And I just started cussing and talking about my butthole as much as I could. And I'm like, all right, my mom's not listening anymore. What's up, man?
Fast forward. I'd have to listen to the whole thing. Skip, skip, skip. Oh, still butthole stuff. Just wait for it. Wait for the good parts.
That was the good parts.
Amen.
I didn't have nothing good to talk about back then. I was just miserable.
Oh, they kind of miserable. Tisk, tisk. Man, it's hot in here.
Dude, it's hot in here. I think we're going to call it here soon.
Why do you have the heat on in here?
Don't. Dude, okay. If I turn the heat on like 1 degree, I would die. I would pass away.
Pass away?
Yeah.
Don't I would do that.
Be deceased.
Deceased. Hey, I'm looking forward to that cat. I want us to look like some creepy looking cats.
I'll run it by the artist.
No,
I'll see what happens.
No, like body parts, just fur, creepy fur. Maybe some curly fur. That'd be kind of funny on a cat.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. It's been good talking to you, man.
Hey, man,
I'm
going
to get off here. I'm going to try to line up some guests for this month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See what I can do.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
And I'll text you later, Diamonds.
Yeah, man. Call the Hall & Oates hotline.
This has been The Confound Millennial, starring Steven Sturvin Michaels and Ryan Diamond.
Hey, everybody. See you, bud.